I literally haven't pressed start yet, and you already asked where we're going to dinner. That's how this podcast didn't even start.
Well, I didn't know you hit fucking start yet.
I didn't until you said it, and then I pressed start.
Well, usually I'm used to you saying, "All right, guys, five seconds of silence."
You're right, but actually, let's go ahead and do it now in the middle. So 5 seconds of silence. Okay, good. That's funny. So, welcome to episode 40. We now, in celebration, are having an orgy.
Yay!
This is over the hill, isn't it?
Over the hill of what?
Like, once you turn 40, you're over the hill.
I thought that was 50.
Honestly. I thought it was 50.
50? Yeah.
Most people live, like, well past 80.
Mine was 26. 40. I'm over the hill right now. I gave up on life.
Yeah. 52, that's the cutoff date for you.
Yeah, no, that's when I die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you had that Facebook post where you, like, liked it, and they said you died. Yeah.
So, who's all in this orgy?
Oh, Joey.
Nikki.
Austin.
Me.
Sai.
That's kind of weird. I'm the only girl here.
Hey, we can stop calling it an orgy now.
It's just five people in a room with their shoes off is what it is. That's all.
It's weird.
Nothing more.
No one's naked yet.
I want to go home.
But there are exposed arms.
There are exposed arms.
I don't know what that means, but there are.
Well, their arms are more exposed than ours.
I can see both Sai and Nikki's shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
According
We're
to like
almost naked,
yeah. According to like high school, naked. That's like yeah. fucking
dress code.
Yeah, walking around in a bikini.
You're getting sent home.
Let's make this more interesting.
All right. We all put up our shoulders. This is great for all the audio listeners of the podcast.
We're being promiscuous.
Yeah, we almost streamed this podcast.
Almost.
We are like one pubic hair to streaming this live.
We still totally could have did it.
There was no way to set up the camera with all three of us and, or all five of us and fitting us all in the. I'm going to take my sleeves down.
Two cameras, yeah.
It's hard. I'm like losing feeling in my arms.
I don't have feeling in anything.
No sleeves there.
But I don't know. We'll stick to our Sunday streams.
Whatever.
I like our Sunday streams.
I like our Sunday streams too. That's a new thing we're doing, by the way.
We have Sunday streams?
Yeah.
You've been at
every single one of them. Quit bitching like you weren't invited.
I wasn't invited.
You were there.
You cooked the dinner.
Whatever.
It's true. Is there still mac and cheese left?
If there is, it's like enough for one bowl.
I'm going to steal that
shit. Damn, Joey. You made all that shit?
Yeah. That was good.
I
enjoyed it.
Yeah, my dad Thanks, probably ate guys. Most of it.
Although what Nikki and I are now sick, so I don't know if that's related.
Oh, God, they have Ebola.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yes, my brain is hemorrhaging as we speak.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
I'm going home.
Good God.
Cut it short. Let's go to Applebee's. All
right.
Everybody's got Ebola, but we're going to make a detour on the way home, so our last meal can be Applebee's.
So I can screw with the DJ one last time.
Just dying
That's
wish.
What he said.
On his deathbed. Take me to Applebee's. We need the food shitty, not DJ.
We're going to fuck with the DJ one more time. Give me my phone.
So I was going to get the Xperia Z3, but apparently it's not coming to AT&T.
Huh.
At least still hasn't been announced for it.
But is it going to Sprint?
It's going to T-Mobile.
It's going to Metro.
Nope, just T-Mobile.
They haven't really done any carrier-specific phones in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Besides the Moto and like all the Droid phones and the iPhones way back in like 2004.
Yeah, well, like the first year, I think, of iPhone was it. But yeah, they were exclusive to AT&T. Wow, throwback. Thursday. Well, that was weird. I was hoping it was going to be Wednesday.
Showing our age here.
Yeah, reminiscing. About the past. So I reached level 20 in Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I went from level 13 to 20 in one day.
I still haven't played Destiny yet because this fucker won't stop playing it.
I actually finally passed my 27. I'm now 28.
Nice.
Don't.
No.
I got to level 6.
Woo!
I'm stuck on level 26. I can't get any. I've gotten a good amount of legendary gear since we last spoken.
Well,
his sniper rifle is an exotic, and it's sexy.
I have the exotic shotgun, Invective.
Ooh, I got the icebreaker.
So yours reloads ammo, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's fucking sweet.
That shit's exciting.
I just got a legendary pulse rifle and a legendary scout rifle. That's fun.
Can you have more than one exotic? Oh, you said legendary. Never mind.
You can have one exotic weapon and one exotic armor.
Okay, yeah.
Only.
And you can keep the rest in your inventory. You just can't have them equipped.
Switched out, yeah.
Okay. Good to know, because that was going to be my next question.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all know, but I told Joey, I believe, is that they fixed the Ingram issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
We know. So now, we knew like a week before that patch came out. We were like, yes!
Yeah, I read the patch preview and all that nonsense.
See, I thought it came out today because it was the 1.0.2, and for some reason I read that as 10.2, as in like
10-2.
October 2nd, yeah. And I felt really stupid when it came out yesterday.
Isn't it? our mutual friend's birthday today?
Who? Caitlin. Oh, I don't know.
Happy birthday, whoever's birthday happens to be today.
Nikki gives no fucks.
October 2nd.
Well, she doesn't about us.
I don't know.
This girl, not Nikki. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nikki doesn't give a fuck about us either.
Like, I don't care about saying that because she's not going to be listening. So,
Santa?
Santa?
What?
Santa's always listening.
You're sleeping. He's a child molester.
That's weird. It's kind of a weird story when you think about it. Guy squeezes in your chimney, leaves shit under your tree.
I got a legendary out of a Blue Ingram.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw it, like, when you look at the Blue Ingram, it says decodes to rare item or legendary item, whatever. And I was like, to get it a legendary, it's got to be like a 0.0002 chance. And as soon as I was thinking that, I was decoding it, and it was like, legendary. I was like, oh, shit.
Actually, no, that did happen to me. That's how I got my legendary helmet, and it was all uphill from there.
All uphill from there?
I was stuck on 24, and then I finally got a legendary, and then I went and bought all my legendary armor from the Vanguard lady.
Oh, you're already... Fuck you, man. Takes so long to get there.
You shoot
I'm still on rank one and like a half.
Just do all these, all the bounties on Earth.
That's what I've been trying to do.
That's really mostly how I got from 13 to 20 so fast, is I just started turning in bounties. And like every time I'd do a mission, I'd level up once in the mission. I'd go turn in my bounties. I'd go level up a second time. So
that's what I did.
And that's how Ben's level two.
Yeah, that's how I'm level three. Yay. Level three. Get it right.
That's good.
Since y'all have been playing Destiny, I guess it's safe to assume y'all haven't played Shadow of Mordor.
No.
No. What's that? Not. It's the new Lord of the Rings game.
Oh, shit.
It's an amazing game.
I need to get that.
I bought that the night it came out, and I played it till like 6 a.m. He hasn't stopped playing it. No, I played Destiny for a little bit to watch.
He likes to mix it up a bit.
To play the fixed version, just for a bit, and like realize that the Ingrams still are crap. So I got up to level 28, though. But no, Shadow of Mordor is really, really good.
I wanted to play it.
It's like Assassin's Creed because they use the same engine.
It looks like Assassin's
Creed. I was going to say, I have absolutely no idea what that game is about. Well, obviously Lord of the Rings, but like what type of game it is or anything.
I don't know how many spoilers you want to hear.
I don't like spoilers.
Do you like to hear about the base story?
No. He doesn't like
it. I don't like to do anything.
You said the title. The title was too much.
The title is a spoiler.
Well, so you're just like
You say that, but I didn't even want to see the Halo 4 box art till it came out. Till it was delivered at my doorstep.
Because that was a spoiler.
It was!
I can understand.
But, of course, when I bought it, because I bought Halo 4 on Amazon, so I did have to see the box art to
I accidentally clicked a GIF that involved the final fight in Shadow of Mordor, and now I know who he fights at the end. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Hey, Joey, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Thanks.
Joey probably wrote the meanest letter to Amazon. Like, you ruined everything for me!
Yeah, no. Fuck spoilers. Everything's a spoiler.
Nothing is a spoiler unless it has to do...
Everything is a spoiler.
No.
Yes, because
box art is not a spoiler.
Okay, no, box art was not a spoiler. Well, hold on, but
the fact
that a fucking trailer exists is not a goddamn spoiler.
It was a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler.
It was a surprise. I was not expecting it.
I didn't tell you what was in the trailer.
You told me what the trailer was for, though.
For what?
For X-Ray and Bav. They have a series now.
Oh, okay.
That's not a spoiler.
That is a spoiler. Because I would have seen it within an hour anyway.
No, you didn't, because you just fucking watched it today, and I told you about it 4 fucking days ago.
So then I would have watched it today, and it would have been shocking then.
Do you like surprises, Joey?
No, not really.
Oh my god, Joey! If you don't like spoilers, then you like surprises.
Okay, no, everything you bring surprise. Up a good point. You bring up a good point. I do like surprises.
Stupid.
You're right. You are right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Stupid. I hate surprises and love spoilers. So.
Surprise! Hey! God! We can be friends, because I inadvertently give away everything.
Yay!
Well, Si, have you seen the Transformers trailer? The newest one?
There's another one?
The
dinosaur one?
Okay, so you've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you seen the commercial for it, the ad?
Kind of. I don't remember, because I don't pay attention.
Okay. Well, when you were watching the Transformers movie, did you know that there were going to be dinosaurs in it?
No.
Oh, you're very lucky, because it was in all the trailers. Oh. When I sat down to watch TV... Boom.
That's what I said. It would have been so much better.
No, I knew it was going to be in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and so think about how much better it would have been had you not known the dinosaurs were going to be in there.
I haven't seen the movie.
I don't know. So how would I know this?
Because it was in the commercial.
Hey, so I know. How am I saying? No, hang on. I'm saying, how would I know it would be so much better if I didn't know the dinosaurs were going to be?
Because it would be. Just imagine.
If I watched the movie.
Not knowing there were dinosaurs in it.
And it's still the same. I'm going to be like, okay, it's a fucking giant robot, like everything else in this fucking movie.
That's
imagine if oh shit, what do you call it? Star Wars. Mm-hmm. If Darth Vader, if there was a commercial.
That Darth was like, Luke, I am your father.
Right, what, they would have
put that. They would have put that in today's commercials. They would have put that, Luke, I am your father, at the end of the commercial with a.
And they did, and actually, when it back came out, when he had the two-sided lightsaber, that would have been fucking awesome, but that was in the commercial. They ruined that.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would have been so much cooler, because the whole time he's fighting with the single side, and he's like, well, hold on, motherfucker, I got two sides on this. Would have been so much cooler if it wasn't in the commercial.
Guys, you know how little I give a shit about any of this that we're talking about? Spoilers are not really spoilers to me. It's like, hey, this is going to be in the movie. It's like, fucking sweet, cool.
Well,
no, see,
I'm
going to
watch it
exciting.
Now. If you showed me another Transformers movie and I didn't know there was going to be dinosaurs in it, guess what I would not be doing? Watching that fucking movie because it's a fourth goddamn Transformers movie.
Totally agree with that.
Not going to watch it. You have to give me something to be like, this is in this movie.
Well, evidently like, not. All right,
sweet,
because
robot dinosaurs.
There are robot dinosaurs in it and you still haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten around to it.
Hey,
I don't
heard...
have it. It's not on Netflix. I'm not going to fuck
go
to the movies.
I heard in the new Transformers movie, Mecha Hitler is involved.
What? Does he have like a little transforming mustache?
Shoots missiles out of his mustache.
That would be outstanding.
That would be pretty awesome.
I'm just imagining like the grill of a car, like shoot.
Oh, that's man. Great.
But he has to scream, "I am Adolf Hitler," like in epic rap battles of history.
Maybe.
I am Adolf Hitler.
That'll be his battle cry.
Imagine if Cards Against Humanity was like Jumanji.
Oh God!
You got like everything you played came to life.
Mecha Hitler.
Like Mecha Hitler.
wait. Shooting machine gun balls deep in a pig. What you know? The card. What is it?
It's firing a machine gun in the air while balls deep in a squealing hog.
Imagine if you played that card and all of a sudden you're shooting a machine gun and there's a fucking squealing hog on your nuts and you're like, oh my god! This is the best game in the world.
There's another game we have to play. I don't know what it's called.
Well, guess we're not playing it.
But it's like Cards Against Humanity, but you have like a scene and then two superheroes.
Oh,
and then
shit.
Their superpower.
Build your own
superhero. Yeah, it's something like Build Your Own Superhero. I don't know if that's the name of it.
Is that
the name?
I don't know. I think that's what it's called. It's something like that.
Okay, it's something where you build your own superhero, and then you have to argue with the other person as to...
Is it a board game?
It's a card game, like Cards Against Humanity. And you have to argue with the other person about why your superhero would win, and then everybody else in the room has to vote on who they think superhero would win, based on your argument.
That reminds me of something from 4chan I see occasionally. Well, now it's... Everyone abandoned 4chan, by the way, on October 1st.
Really? Did it actually... happen?
I don't know. I haven't been on it.
Oh.
I've been on 8chan.
Is it called Pack of Heroes?
It's a bug.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds right.
That is a big bug.
It's a big ass bug. Holy shit.
That's not that big.
That's a big ass bug.
Oh, that's tiny.
That's tiny.
That's not
a big ass bug.
I've seen bigger, Nicky, trust me.
There was a bigger one dead over there last week.
Legendary?
When we were here. What?
Legendary?
No, I think it was the first one you said Pack of Heroes. I don't know. I'll look it up after the podcast. Add it to the link.
Are they, like, random superpowers? Or are they, like, out-of-place superpowers?
There's a combination.
Okay.
No, that reminds me of something I saw on 4chan. It was, you have to give a power that, it's a great power, but the side effect is completely useless. Or, like, the world's worst power ever.
Okay.
And then other 4chaners would look at that useless power and try to make it workable.
Not useless power?
Not like, useless. So, lactose intolerance man. And then everyone's like, well, you could drink milk and shit all over the enemies or something like that.
There you go. That's a viable strategy.
I'll lay a slip and slide of diarrhea.
That was not it, by the way.
Ew.
That's not it.
Well, that's okay. We'll look it up later.
I want to find it now. I want to find it.
We'll look it up later. Yeah, so where are we going to dinner?
Applebee's. Let's go fuck with the DJ.
I suppose.
All right, I've yet to witness Austin fucking with the DJ. Okay. Really want to go and see how pissed off they get this time. This is your third week in a row!
See, my only concern is what's going to happen. Is like, alright, it's happening every Thursday. These motherfuckers are here every Thursday.
They're here every time this happens.
Somebody's going to catch y'all.
Search us. We have nothing.
We need to find a different Applebee's to go around and fuck with the DJ.
This kid's name is Aiden Pierce. What the fuck?
Who has a DJ specifically on Thursday?
Applebee's.
Fucking Applebee's, apparently. That's the last place I want to go and have a DJ.
Yeah.
Like they try to get it hot. It's called, what was it, Club Apple or something like that?
Club Apple. Club Apple.
Yeah, it was like Club Apple Applebee's or something like that.
Right, what the fuck? Nights, yeah.
It sounds like a club from a crap Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I still need to get Animal Crossing.
Don't do it.
You can get
it'll ruin
copy.
Your life.
I don't have one anyway.
Okay.
But you don't have a 3DS. That's right. You have a DS. No, you do have a 3DS. Well, in fact, you got a 3DS before I got a 3DS.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Time out.
I have Ben, Animal Crossing. You can
Ben's not it. Ben's not allowed to have any handheld game systems because he likes to do everything he can while he's driving. Anything humanly possible,
okay,
he tries to do while driving. He will watch podcasts. He will watch videos. He will play games on his phone. Like, he will do anything he can while he's driving to avoid having to look at the fucking road.
All while masturbating.
So see what I mean?
Both hands are occupied.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm driving with my toes.
He's not wasting any time in life.
I'm holding the DS with my knees.
Who's got time to look at a road?
Well, you probably shouldn't get Animal Crossing because Super Smash Bros. Is coming out tonight. At midnight. Yep. Sorry, audio listeners.
Particularly those with the headphones.
Yeah.
Should we give Baquisha a shout out? I feel we should
hey,
give Baquisha a
shout out. Hey, Baquisha! Bailey, hi.
Hello.
Thank you for watching all of our streams all the time.
Yeah, she's always on my stream.
Fucking dedicated to shit.
Yeah, like dedicated one point or life. Another, she's in my chat all the time.
Speaking of dedicated for life, Furious Pete has testicular cancer. He had to get lefty chopped off.
What does that have to do with being dedicated for life?
Because I said that while we were talking about how dedicated Bailey was to watching all of our streams.
He was trying to make it a segue. It didn't really work that way.
Yeah, that would have been a great segue only for you and me if I had remembered. And I didn't remember, so that
you
was like...
You fucked it up, Joey.
An okay segue for
I
you.
I remembered, but I was just making fun of him because he sucks at segueing.
Fuck you.
Okay. Yeah, dedicated for life. Speaking of dedicated for life, I did that on purpose.
Here I did. I'm so sad.
He's alive.
Do you miss
be
sadder. Do you miss his left testicle?
Well, no.
Can he no longer
he can't
pregnant you as efficiently as he could have before?
No, he can't like put out any like fitness videos, and I don't know if he can do eating videos for 6 weeks now. So I have no fucking
6 weeks.
Fun entertainment.
That's like a
Ben's
got
to find another video to look at while driving.
I know. Fuck you guys. Fuck all of you.
Hey, it's
I quit.
Oh,
hey.
Jesus, Ben. Jeez. Aggressive much.
It's a good thing the mic. It's a good thing he doesn't have weights in the car. He'd be lifting weights
with my penis.
He'd lay in his seat back and start bench pressing. No hands on the wheel. We're fucking
can't see shit.
He gets pulled over the office. He's like, dude, what the fuck?
All you see is just sets of weights outside of each window going up and down.
The officer's like, you're free to go.
Do you even lift?
Officer, do you even lift?
That's good.
Man, we need a bigger recording space.
We do.
I agree.
Yeah.
Or just less people.
No, I like that. This is a very good...
It's so awesome.
A good balance of people.
I like it.
I like it. Everything's going great.
I thought more people would be a lot more like crowded and people talking over
me
each
too,
other.
Me too. But I feel like it's going pretty well. Because I was pretty nervous like when this whole thing started, but it's going pretty good.
You're so always nervous about fucking everything, Joey.
Damn right I am. I am all about quality.
Joey doesn't let me touch any of the equipment. At all, ever.
Is he nervous about fucking everything or fucking everything?
Both.
Both.
Oh, no. Don't get near my penis. I'm sorry.
I can imagine that happening when Joey comes to us. Like, wait. That's
you're
your vagina. Never mind. I'm going home.
Well, it needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, in that defense, those can get pretty gross.
Yeah, they can. But Joey yeah. wouldn't fuck a slut.
Speaking of vaginas, going back to Mordor because of the Eye of Sauron.
Wow, that's a hell of a segue.
The Eye of Sauron is a vagina.
That was a reach.
Spoiler alert, Sauron's actually a girl.
When I was talking about the setting, do you care about where...
This is whispering eye.
Which is funny because when it's focused on his eye, you can hear
talking and stuff.
Joey's gonna go down. Nope.
Okay, you're telling me if it started talking to you, you wouldn't go away?
Yeah, I'd
no,
stick my dick in.
I would. Be like, shut up! Hey,
freak me the fuck out.
Oh my eye!
That would be great.
Oh man.
I'd impregnate that thing so fast. Give me more of whatever that is. I'm gonna be rich!
You'd have to name the baby Precious.
You'd have small whispering children just running around.
Or fat black children.
Creepy shit.
Precious.
Oh, good. I like
that.
That
fucking terrible.
No, but what I was getting at was in relation to the stories of the books, like, do you care about what the, if I tell you what relation the game is to the books or the movies?
I'll be honest, I've tried watching Lord of the Rings like 11 times. Never happened. Probably never will.
Well,
so go for it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's easier to understand, because I was like, what place is this taken?
What are you talking about?
Shadow of Mordor, yeah.
Timeline-wise.
Happens in Mordor.
It happens in Mordor.
It's it's after The Hobbit, but before Lord of the Rings.
Oh, so it's
and it all takes place in Sauron's vagina. Hey,
how are we going to know what happened after The Hobbit, though? The last, well, I mean, the books, obviously, but for me, the last movie hasn't come out yet. I don't know what's going to happen.
It's very interesting.
I don't read books.
It's going to be a cryfest. I mean,
even if you don't really play the game or watch the movies, but you know who the main bad characters are, it's very interesting.
My mom's one of the bad characters.
I thought you said the other character.
Kind of like The Binding of Isaac.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear something really creepy? The middle numbers of my mother's cell phone number is 666.
What about our social security number?
Probably 666.
You know what's really funny? Do you have you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
If you dial the number, if you type in someone's name on the keypad, does it bring them up?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you type in MOM, it's 666.
Is it really?
Really?
Oh,
that's awesome.
God! I lost the devil!
Well, you just draw a pentagram and then you summon me, so it's like, this is normal.
That's exciting. I want to call the number 666. Has anybody
summon
done that?
People?
It doesn't come
Don't
anywhere.
Call me!
I don't want my number out there on the internet.
A pentagram. I'm imagining like a.
Okay, so how would you do that?
Pentagram on the dial pad?
Like you know those people?
Yeah,
that come
draw
in?
A pentagram on the dial pad. That's my.
You would
number.
Have to hit all the buttons.
Well, like you know someone that like Except knocks five. On your door.
Except
and like it's a whatever
witness.
Gram. No, like a whatever gram, like a
telegram.
Yeah, kissogram, for example.
Suckogram.
Like, what would a pentagram be? Someone comes in and, like, draws a symbol on your chest. It glows.
They just walk up and they're like, I walk away. Five. No,
he put up his hand.
Like, five fingers.
Yeah.
Penta.
I was just explaining for everybody who can't see your hand.
All right, I'll go home now.
For video listeners.
We almost did it. Almost. Maybe we'll plan better for next week.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll do
By
it.
By then,
my...
I'll have my herpes cream and we'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just all hold up our cell phones and record each other.
There you go. We'll just stream like that. That'll be perfect.
I like that idea.
Well, that's actually, good. There's five of us, so we can do a pentagram.
Whoa, that's weird. All right, no more five people podcasts.
Wait.
We're slowly opening up the gates to hell.
Sweet.
The mics get sucked down. All you hear is, boy, I'm Satan.
Oh, God.
What happened?
That would be pretty cool. Can we try it?
No. I don't even know how we would. We could. We'd have to do it with that chalk thing we did from the stream,
chalk,
and
right.
We'd all have to like hold on and
start chanting
while
you hear
being
the feedback on the mic. And then someone turns up the volume and reverses it, and you could hear like Satan talking.
Yeah,
he's just having a conversation with Hitler or something.
You know, so what'd you have for dinner last night? You know, some fried chicken. Sounds good.
Souls.
He's like, I don't even know why I'm here. Ask for a glass of juice. Gas the juice. That's a very risky. That's a very risky joke with y'all.
Why? Because we're Jewish.
So
yes, yeah, so really I picks up his phone, and all of a sudden, nobody wants to talk.
Because we're all just like, really, dude, picking up your phone during a podcast.
Well, it's an iPhone, so you know.
And we're only 40 fucking episodes in.
I didn't even pick up my phone.
It floated you.
Into your hand. I didn't even have it in my hands.
He used the force.
Whatever you guys saw was not real.
The devil's fucking with us now because we're making the pentagram jokes.
Sorry.
The listeners don't know I picked up a phone. They can't even hear that.
They heard the silence when we looked in your direction.
But did they see the silence?
I don't know. Can kids really see the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Is that what it is? I haven't seen that commercial in forever.
Can you taste the number purple?
Yes.
With the right amount of drugs.
Yeah, the right amount of drugs, yeah.
I was thinking of a way to answer that question. I was coming up with nothing.
I can smell the geometry of the room.
Is that your stomach?
That was me burping.
Oh.
Not out loud.
So I signed up for Blue Apron, which is something where like you pay them money and then they ship you food to make.
Huh. Yay, what? How much
yeah.
is that?
What?
How much is that?
It's $60 a week for three meals.
Fuck that!
And the problem is, like, the reason me and my dad got it is for the... Because the problem is we don't know how to grocery shop.
Yeah,
so we spend, like, $200 at the grocery store, and then still don't have any food.
For like 2 days of food, yeah.
Right. And so we're like, okay, if we do this and it keeps us from going out, it's worth it. Because, you know, we'll go out to dinner and between the two of us, it's like $40. Mm-hmm. Might as well pay 60 and have three meals out of it. Mm-hmm. But then we realize the real problem is we just don't like to cook. Because, like, I made Cuban sandwiches today, and it took like an hour and a half.
Really?
Really?
For a fucking Cuban?
Well, I cooked the pork, I made a nice side salad, I made my own sauce and shit, I made my own pickles from cucumbers.
Just call me. Pay me $60. I will go buy food for a fucking day, for a whole week. Oh, give me $60. I'll buy a week's worth of food, and I will come make you food every
for
fucking 60 day.
$60?
You'd still
shit.
Make a profit.
I would still make a profit.
Okay. All right. I will take you up on that deal. All
right. I went
one
to,
week, $60. I can do that.
I went to the meat market and got like $65.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and do that because I did that a long time ago, which we talked about like 40 podcasts ago. 30. We haven't been doing that many podcasts. Like 20 podcasts ago. That was a much better deal because you know, you put it on the grill or whatever and you cook it and then you eat it and you're done. This was like I had to add all this other shit. And
I still have enough steaks to last me like a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, as an engineer, I get very lazy with things, mm-hmm. So there's a certain...
That's degree. Good.
Well, like...
let me build this roller coaster.
Yeah, fuck it, it's good enough.
Well, like, I'd rather go out of my way to make a process simpler in the future, basically.
Yeah.
So, like,
so you basically have me cook for you.
Yeah.
That's a pretty damn good deal.
That is.
Well, yeah, like, I would be the guy who invents the microwave because cooking in an oven is way too long, kind of thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like... For example, I look at like the flavor
you just
and
fix
amount.
My phone, I'll make you food.
No, I look at the flavor of something and how much it's gonna taste to me, and then I think like how long is this gonna cook for me, and if it takes too long for the ratio, I just don't eat it.
Wow, I can relate to
that.
Time
See that's why I eat my steak raw. I can't wait 20 minutes to cook my damn steak.
That's why I don't cook bacon all the time because it's just
dude raw bacon is the shit.
Raw bacon
yeah,
is good.
It's awesome.
I don't feel like getting sick.
Shut up.
I'm just building up my immune system.
Yeah. Cultures and shit.
Well, yeah. She eats raw bacon. She's the most sick out of all of us.
All of you disappoint
hey,
me.
She
hey,
also works
hey.
With children, you know.
Yeah, I work with children, so they got me sick.
All of you disappoint me.
Why?
Why, because we eat raw bacon?
No, because you just fucking...
I'm all about
ratio of if it's going to taste good or how long. Just fucking eat it. Shut up.
See, I like my steaks like...
Shut up and eat.
Like rare to medium rare because that's where the most amount of flavor is.
And half the time people are cooking the steak for you, Joey.
You're right, not even and I don't want to wait for them to finish my damn steak.
Then you're not even going to get a steak anymore ever.
What is that? You did a great job. You did a. I'll cook my own steak.
There you go.
That was fine.
Because I had you in my ear the entire time. Like, that's done, see, but, right? That's cooked long enough, right? Right? Is that done?
It's been on the grill for 30 seconds.
Hey, it was cooked very nicely.
Joey talked a minute of my ear off in 30 seconds. I don't know how he did it.
Time travel.
A minute of my life went by in 30 seconds.
He broke the space-time continuum.
That's how hungry I was.
It's like I heard him in both ears at the same time.
And I actually ended up eating two steaks and the other one was too cooked because it was pink.
No. Cry.
I would, but I was too busy eating steak.
Yeah.
What he did, he pre-complained into his phone. And while he was talking, he like, played the recording.
Yeah.
Played the recording in one ear while he bitched in the other. Great.
So I need to make food more often. That was really good.
No.
Yes.
He does that for a living. I can understand
yeah.
why I don't want to.
All right, well,
you
go to side work.
My ex never understood that for me. Like, I went, I cooked all day at work, and then I would come home. She's like, you're going to cook dinner? I'm like, go to hell! She's like, what do I think?
Well, like, when I would work for the dealership with Ben... I drove cars mainly. And then, like, when I would get home and Nikki's like, oh, let's go somewhere to eat. I'm like, you're driving. She goes, no, you can drive. I don't want to drive.
Exactly.
I've been walking and driving for the past 9 hours.
Oh, so what's your excuse now?
He walks and drives.
I drove my Jeep here. I've driven my Jeep every week. In a Jeep.
That's true. And you take the highway, right?
Yeah.
Driving on the highway sucks in a Jeep.
Yeah. Why?
You know how, like...
the Jeep Wave?
Yeah, of course. If you're not, you're a douche or whatever.
Yeah.
You say Jeep Wave like it's a dance, like do the Jeep Wave.
Okay, like imagine, you know those parachutes you use on track when you're running with a
yes.
parachute? Imagine driving a car like that.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty much driving a Jeep Wave.
Because the window's almost completely flat, parallel, and like when you're driving, if the wind blows a certain direction, you're like, whoa,
yeah.
Shit.
It used to be like that with the Beast.
Yeah, I know. It's like that with some cars too.
What was the Beast?
It was an 86 Toyota pickup.
Oh, I feel like y'all told me this.
Didn't even have a fucking like name. It wasn't like a Highlander or a Tacoma or a Tundra. It was a fucking pickup. That's it.
It's a 4x4 pickup. That's it.
What are you talking about?
Joe? I was saying I was coughing just because like she coughed and he coughed and I was like, I'm coughing just because.
Oh, faggot.
I'm coughing.
No offense to the gays.
I hate life. And I'm sick.
This pig looks so sad.
Yeah, his mustache is kind of droopy.
No, not that. His eyes. His mustache. He has like the eyes.
Don't kill me.
Because like, he's empty. My life is over and I'm just... He's empty.
Are you sure that's a pig? It looks like a rabbit.
Don't slaughter me.
No, it's a pig with a mustache.
It's a pig? Oh, oh yeah, it is a pig.
Too. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in the middle of the podcast room here.
That's my goddamn it piggy bank. So every time I say goddamn it on a stream, I put a quarter in there and it goes to buying my next bottle of Jack Daniels.
Well, you owe 50 cents.
Yeah, you owe 50 cents. You owe a lot more than 50 cents, first off.
In fact, you might as well just take the quarters and go to the liquor store because you're not going to fill up the piggy bank.
Well, I am. Well, you are. Fill up like 20 of them.
You're going to run out of room almost immediately.
That's got enough room for maybe 4 quarters.
Fun fact, I cleaned out the center console of my car and there's $31 in quarters in it.
Good to know. Wow.
Nice.
Don't rob me.
Oh, I'm about to. I was just about to ask, who wants to jump in after the podcast? Gosh.
So, speaking of the dealership, there was this... Remember that overly nice guy?
No.
He might have just worked there when you first started. He was, like, incredibly nice. He was an advisor. Or maybe he left, like, right when you left.
Are you sure we're talking about the same dealership? Because all I work with is assholes.
Well, this guy was, like, extremely like, okay, hi, yeah. Like, he looked like...
Was he a porter or a
He was an advisor. And he... Anyways, so he was incredibly nice, and then he moved dealerships. I think he went to Clearwater. And then he came back to get his car serviced because he's around. And I got in his car, and I didn't know it was his. And there were so many... Okay, you know those little side pockets in the cars?
Yeah.
Like on the doors? It was filled to the brim with coins. I'm talking about quarters, nickels, pennies, dimes, everything. I mean, it was... If I slammed the door, quarters would have fallen out.
That's my car. But no. It's all in the center console.
No, it was on both sides. It was
That's
bad.
Awesome. That's got to be a lot of money. I would have ripped his doors
off. I would slam
off.
My doors on purpose just to hear the change jingle.
He would have came back to get his car from being serviced and two doors missing. He's like, what the fuck? Austin's running down the street with doors and his hand chains falling everywhere.
Probably could have gotten away with it, too. I knew a few people.
For one for those pesky kids and that damn dog.
I know a few people who would steal from customers' cars.
Oh, I do, too.
Ben found something very exciting in a car once.
Yeah. When my first job, I worked at Jiffy Lube, and at Jiffy Lube, one technician's sole responsibility is to clean the windows and vacuum the inside of the car. While whilst vacuuming the inside of someone's car, I saw a shoe, and inside the shoe was a fucking dildo.
Outstanding.
As opposed to the average dildo, or a dildo specifically for fucking?
It's specifically for fucking.
Are there any dildos not specifically for fucking?
The ones you beat people with.
Now, let me continue. Now,
that reminds me of an awful video I saw once.
This would not be an abnormal find, except for it was a guy's car.
Ooh.
And it was in a dude's shoe.
You know.
That's maybe it's saving it for his wife. Like, you know, Spanish
or maybe he's gay. I mean, who are we to...
That's how he presented it to his wife in the shoe. Happy birthday, darling.
Honey, don't make me get my shoe. No.
So it was one of the beating dildos.
It was one of the beating
dildos. Yeah.
Had to
so, but I showed it to one of the techs, and he took a rag and pulled it out of the shoe and started running around the shop with
it.
Oh,
Jesus.
And I was like, we're all going to get fired. This guy's going to see this shit, and we're all getting fired.
Back
when I gave a fuck about a job.
For future reference, don't leave your dildos in your car, because they will run around with it.
I don't know why the fuck he had it in his car in the first place. Unless he was transporting it from place to place, that makes sense.
I don't know, maybe but he likes to use it in
here's my
theory. Hey, you know, Ben's always looking for stuff to do with his hands.
Yeah, and this goes along with that. Here's a theory.
Ben uses it as a drumstick on a steering
wheel. That's when I was driving it out.
Imagine people driving by, you're just beating a steering wheel with two dildos.
Now, here's my fucking head.
The really floppy ones.
This video needs to exist.
I know. We're gonna do this.
Next time my sister goes out of town, we'll take her car.
I thought you were gonna say we're gonna ransack her room for her.
No! No, absolutely not.
No,
she wasn't ready.
Alright, segueing out of that one.
Good.
So segues are cool.
Anyway, anywhere, Ben?
What?
You continue with your story?
My theory was is that he had it up his ass while he was driving, and he's like, oh, I need to get my oil change. Put it in the fucking passenger seat.
I don't think it works like that.
I don't think so either, but that's the way it works in my mind.
Well,
maybe he invented the butt plug. Maybe he was just too tired of having dildos in his ass. And then he was like, there's got to be something more portable, less painful when I'm driving.
What was the catalog?
There has to be a better solution to this. He must have been an engineer like Austin. He was looking for a better way. Instead of inventing the microwave, he invented the butt plug.
I actually saw a commercial. It was a foreign commercial. It was a butt plug company. And there was a person sitting on a bus. And they were just sitting there smiling. And the bus was going, like, rumbling and everything. And every time it rumbled, he smiled, like, to himself, like, grinning really creepily. And then, like, it faded into the butt plug thing. And that was the commercial. It's like, oh, the dude has a butt plug.
That's awful. That's terrible.
How do you do that in public? It's like...
Well, no one knows.
A lot of people do, surprisingly.
I don't know.
Really?
We all go on Reddit right now.
Go on Reddit and that subsection...
Our butt plug.
Or what the fuck?
No. It's like our Gone Wild, I think. And it's like people showing, like, they have their butt plug in, they pull their panties up or whatever, they're wearing a thong. And some people have a... bunny rabbit butt plugs. It's like a fuzzy tail at the end of a butt plug.
Oh, yeah.
That's they're weird. Furries.
Yeah.
They're like, I didn't know that. Furries.
People do that.
Just fucking weird. They're walking around. It's like, oh, those are cute pants. And it's just a hole in her pants and the butt plug sticking out. That's what. Like, oh, she's got a bunny tail. No, that's a butt plug.
Or like cat tails or something. Yeah. Those really creep me out. Tails. So it's like, oh, it's a girl who has like a dog tail. Okay, I understand that. Oh, it's a butt plug.
Somebody just yanked on the tail.
How do you understand a girl with a dog tail?
Yank on the tail. Oh, there's more tail inside. Oh, that's
you're
shit.
Not telling me.
I know. I mean,
I've seen it a couple times. I mean, I've seen weirder things at this point, such as apparently there's butt plug versions of that.
That's the weirdest thing I've seen.
What we were just referencing to was the grapefruit technique and Howard Stern's queefing video
competition. And I will not be link dumping either of those videos.
Yeah, you can just search on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
It is on YouTube.
It is.
Go on. Still won't be link dumping it.
Okay, Google.
Listen to those two videos at the same time while Googling Blue Waffle.
Ew. That's... All right.
I'm going to throw up now.
I'm curious now. I wonder if I hope you can. You'll keep this on the podcast because I want to test my phone on this later.
Okay.
Okay, Google. Okay, I just wanted to know if that'll work.
Okay.
I'm sure while it's off.
No. Like while we're listening to the recording on my phone. And
oh.
Like,
okay. Yeah.
That'd be fucking cool.
That'd be cool.
That'd be annoying as hell.
Xbox off. Confirm. So there we go. Now we've gotten all those listeners. We're good. We're set.
Oh, the Xbox Kinect is actually very lenient. I don't know if I already said this, but y'all can, mix up the words for Xbox Kinect. Like, apparently Nikki saw a bug or something. Anyways, what one of my friends says is Xbox Slap Party. And it snaps in the party panel.
Oh, it's Snap Party or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You slap say party. Xbox Snap something, and you can snap the, a smaller version of the app on the side of the screen.
Oh.
Like Twitch, for example.
Oh.
Wait.
You're like gonna smack me here in a second. Your hands are all going all over the place.
Yeah.
What are we waiting for?
Nothing.
Ben was thinking.
Fart? Plotting.
Deep thought.
Yeah, by the way, Chris listened to our last podcast where we planned that we were gonna say Xbox Bing porn for him.
Uh-huh.
And
did
so
it?
I haven't got myself in a situation where I can do it now because he's cautious. Because he listened and he's prepared.
I kind of want to just test it. See if it works.
Well, good thing we have that explicit tag.
Was I here last week?
Xbox Bing porn.
No, you had food poisoning last week.
Yes, that's right, food poisoning. So I had food poisoning last week.
You did.
Yay.
It's because we went to IHOP and I ordered fish.
Yeah, which was a dumb move.
That makes sense.
Don't order fish from IHOP.
Yeah, well me and Nikki definitely established that was a given.
Yeah.
And then everybody else agreed.
I don't know why I did. I was telling people that at work, and they're like, you're an idiot. And then they would go and tell him, they'd come back and be like, tell him what you told me. What'd you order from IHOP? I'm like, get the fuck out of my kitchen.
But they used the wrong form of your when they said you were disgusting.
My disgusting?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Disgusting.
It was your dad.
Yeah. When we were on the stream.
So y'all play Destiny, of course. Have y'all experienced the loot cave?
What's Destiny?
What's your destiny? I don't know. It's for you to figure out.
They patched the loot cave. They patched the second one, too, with this patch.
That wasn't really a loot cave, though.
It was loot enough.
Every spawn spawns 40 seconds, except that one. And that was very slow, too.
The second one they did, it spawned 6 seconds.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Six seconds?
Spawn time!
Well, that's what the other one was. It was every 6 seconds.
Oh, really?
Once you kill the last enemy, it's 6 seconds from when you kill the last enemy. So if they're just in a group and you... shoot them in the head all right in a row, and it's 6 seconds, they come out again.
Okay.
Well, but the first loot cave was like 4 seconds.
Just enough time to reload.
And it was two different spawns. So you had like waves of enemies. That's why it was so popular. But
okay.
Well, someone made a browser version of, it was like an indie version of the game on a browser. I'll have to try it out because I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
All it is the loot cave.
Yeah, it's a loot cave and it's very low res, but you just basically shoot into the cave. I don't know if there's enemies. Do you know?
I don't know either.
And Ingrams pop up, little dodecahedrons pop up and just fall there in different colors. You run in, run back, just keep shooting.
Pretty much what the loot cave was.
Yeah.
It's
a Destiny loot cave simulator.
But another thing, somebody created a site for the public events, and they're on a timer, and it'll tell you where they are at what time, so you know where to go for the public events, so you can get the...
Wait, that's like a thing?
Yeah, DestinyPublicEvents.com, I think.
Right. That's and not just, always accurate, though.
Oh, I've never actually used it, I just heard about it.
I know someone who actively uses it, and she was like, okay, it should happen here, but sometimes it may take 10 minutes. We waited there. Nothing. So we're like, okay, let's go to this other place far on the other side of the Cosmodrome. And while we were going there, we passed by another public event that wasn't listed.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know.
Maybe they
fixed it. I feel like I run into public events all the time.
I do into like two of them. I'm like, okay, what's going on? I don't know what's going on here.
I didn't like public events, and then I started like, oh, you get shit when you do that.
Yeah, you get ascendant shards sometimes.
Ascendant shards, that's what
you
I
get. You get some kind of ascendant
energy.
Energy or shard, yeah.
I'm only getting energy now, and it's really annoying, because I really need shards.
Yeah.
I remember me and Sai, we ran into a public event that it had a countdown timer that you had to press X to activate. I got there.
Worset.
What?
Worset. The giant thing, the silo that crashed into the
ground. Yeah, and then you have to protect it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was that one. And I was like, holy shit, we go there. And we only had like 23 seconds to get there. I get there. I freak out. I jetpack way up above it. I'm freaking out. I'm like, how can I get down to the ground fast? And I'm like, okay, I have to destroy it. So I do my ground smash, slam down onto the ground. There's now 1 second left. I'm pressing and holding X. The timer reaches zero. My box is pressed. I'm like, fuck, I missed it. And then I got it.
Yeah, and then we got it like negative 1 second, but he got it on X.
And I would have probably been fine had I not freaked out, jetpacked up, and then ground smashed, and then did the whole animation. Ah, boom, explosion, and then finally I.
That was pretty good.
Got it. Yeah,
I think they gave you that for like brownie points.
Like he tried so hard.
I think we were Skyping during that time. Yeah, I remember seeing you kind of starting to freak out, like I'm almost there. Oh no, that's all I remember. Because I was trying to get there. I'm like, my little pod racer.
Yeah, I remember giving you all those hints when you were streaming.
Yeah, he answered a lot of questions I had. I don't remember any of them, but I had a lot of questions. He had a lot of answers.
Yeah.
Staples, we got that.
Good.
Screw Staples.
What do I do now? I
don't know. One of the first places I find a good idea.
ow.
That was one of the first places I ever applied a job for, and it was for like a new tech thing they were opening up to copy Best Buy, and the guy was like, yeah, we'll hire you. And, like, he was so confident for me to do it. I guess he found somebody better because he never contacted me again.
Oh.
I was like, that's the worst I've been rejected ever.
Ever.
Think of it this way. You could have worked for a place for, like, an hour, and they're like, oh, we didn't notice your hair. You have to leave.
Like,
what? Her hair was that purple when she had it.
It wasn't purple. Okay, it was, like, a dark, dark purple. Like, plum
color. Oh, so yeah, which purple.
It was tastefully done.
Right.
And they're like, no. You have to leave. Where? You have to dye it back, or you're done.
It was Panera. It was a yeah.
Panera. Yeah, fuck Panera. Hey, call out Panera. Fuck you, Panera. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Sue our podcast? That's fuck the kind of attention we want. And here now it's all recorded, so it's all like now they're like, fuck. Do we give them the attention and sue them, or do we just
go on the news?
Yeah.
What are they going to sue you for?
Fishbowl podcast.
Saying fuck them.
Slander.
Defamation.
Yeah. Rightfully so, though.
Don't be fucking dicks. Yeah. That one won't slander you.
It wasn't even like really Panera purple hair.
Overpriced shit food.
This podcast is brought to you by Panera.
It's like, screw Panera you and your sucks. Slightly good bread.
I actually like Panera. I get their tomato soup and their bagel with veggie cream cheese, and then you dip the bagel with the veggie cream cheese in the soup. It's fucking delicious.
Tell you what I'll do for you. I'll go buy a bagel, and I'll go buy veggie cream cheese, and I'll make you tomato soup. For less than what you would pay getting all of that garbage.
I don't.
Okay, done. I'll add it to your $60
portion.
Budget.
And in larger, a lot larger portion.
I don't. He'll give you it for an entire week for what you'd pay for one day there.
Yeah. I don't mind their chicken noodle soup.
You haven't had mine.
Nikki hates. I could use that right now. I'm having. Yeah. Anyways.
I have a whole bucket tub thing full.
Bucket tub.
Nikki hates them so much that I haven't been in years.
We went the one time. We met
Once.
For lunch.
She was cursing the whole time.
We've been dating for 2 years.
Fuck you guys.
We've been dating for 2 years.
Walked out with the middle finger up like, fuck you.
I'm out.
Yeah, we've been dating for 2 years and I haven't been more than once. I've only been once.
Been to Panera a lot in the last 2 years.
Fuck that.
I haven't been to Panera.
They're assholes. But I can't complain too much because then I would be working with people I had their, that I don't particularly like, so.
I had there their you. Chicken and wild rice in the bread bowl, and it was just so little of a portion. Of
yeah, the I used to get the bread bowl, like, but the problem is,
fuck this bread.
The bread bowl, the bread bowl is small, yeah. And then the actual bowl part with the soup in it's even smaller. Yeah. It's like, all right, well, that's maybe a half cup.
I don't do bread bowls anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
I went to a Renaissance festival, and they had a bread bowl with macaroni and cheese. I'm like, oh, this should taste awesome. The macaroni and cheese tasted like you couldn't taste anything. It just tasted like you were eating nothing, like paper. And the bread tasted like you were eating styrofoam, and it was cold. I don't know how the bread was cold when I was in the sun. But
that's fucking terrible.
That happened. Anyway, sorry, Ben.
But I went to a Panera in Brandon, and the bread bowl was, you know, a good size. So that was just me.
Oh.
So fuck right. you guys and your shitty experiences.
it was
but their food still sucks.
I ate the macaroni and cheese, and I was like, okay, this sucks. Maybe the bread's better. And I ate the bread, I'm like, fuck! Although yeah. I have yet to try the Domino's bread bowl. Because the Domino's pasta, I don't know if you've tried it, Si. I talked
Why
to him about
the fuck
it. It's good.
Would you have
I like it.
Pasta in a bread bowl.
The Alfredo pasta.
Carbs.
Yeah.
Extra carbs.
No!
Shit, my brain's out when I eat it.
I understand soup, but I don't understand pasta in a bread bowl. It's like, why?
I don't know. I kind of.
Carbs on carbs on carbs on carbs.
But the whole like concept of a Red Bull, it just makes it more inconvenient to eat. And then now you're like eating the bowl, and then
it makes it a lot more convenient. You don't even need silverware. You chew your way through the fucking side of it,
Ebola.
And it just leaks onto your face.
Exactly, that's my point.
And then you get third degree burns, and everybody's happy.
So wait, is it like shotgunning a beer? Hey,
yes.
You
take
the
a
bowl
big bite, and you're and start inhaling food.
Except instead of alcohol, it's just burning hot soup.
Ah. Completely the opposite of it.
Shit's happening experience. Again where I'm like slowly sinking in the chair as the podcast
I noticed
goes on.
That.
Yeah, that's
like,
happening.
Hello, can you go? He's limboing under
I'm
his mic.
I'm just trying my best not to move at all. Ever.
Me too.
I try not to move.
Yeah, I try to too until all of a sudden I'm like laying on my back and I'm like,
looking up at the microphone.
Well, that's like the meaning of life, isn't it? Get as much done without with moving the least.
Christmas in heaven.
Until you end up on your back. Herpes. Getting fucked.
I think I'm dead.
Or dead, whatever.
That's a little less morbid than what you were, than what I was saying.
We all know our priorities here in the room.
Austin's priority is to die. Mine's to get laid. Joey didn't give us a priority. He just ended up down there.
Christmas in heaven. Done.
Apparently I'm just going to live forever, so. I guess that's the
all right. Melting into a chair.
That's
yeah.
Like, well, he doesn't even have priority yet, so he looks forever. So,
like that Above the Influence commercial where the girl just like melts into the couch?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's an older one, but
no.
It's just the girl like completely melted into the couch and her friend's like, yeah.
She's like flat, like paper.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
All right, and segue. Apparently we have cookies waiting for
God
us.
God damn, I wanted to ruin
really?
This so bad.
What kind of cookies?
I have no idea. Probably chocolate chip.
Cookies with razor blades in them.
I don't want chocolate chip.
I hate those.
I want sugar cookies.
Such a bad
oh, if you would have said something, I bet my sister would have gotten them.
I didn't say it.
They can probably hear that.
Yeah, like, hey, you already made it, so I have to cut it out. So go ahead. Tell the class your joke.
When you came back on, you're like, and we're back at it. Like, so ketamine's a drug.
You can just bleep that part out.
So have y'all heard about the new Saints Row 4?
No.
Saints Row 4 is coming out for
the
Xbox One. Yeah, it has a new standalone DLC. It's called Gat Out of Hell.
Gat Out of Hell?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And you play as Gat and that nerd girl. I can't remember her name.
The one you always fuck.
Yeah.
You always fuck.
The,
all
right, well,
that's
that,
all I remember
that
from
that
the game.
That narrows it down to
a list
about 75.
The crazy fetishist in Saints Row 4.
I played it. I don't remember any of it.
What's her name?
I'm getting that mixed up.
The hacker girl.
I'm getting it mixed up with...
Not Sean.
GTA 5.
Kenzie.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
So now.
Suddenly he remembers all the
names. I don't know how I do that.
That was really weird, yeah.
Because Nikki's seen me play a couple times.
Bang that girl.
What are you doing? Are you cheating on me?
I thought you loved me.
But yeah, Gat Out of Hell, it's based in hell, obviously, from the pretense of the title. And I suggest y'all watch the trailer because it's really entertaining.
Joey won't watch
Joey
it.
Won't.
it actually isn't that spoiler-ish unless you are like, he goes to hell?
It's your fucking title.
It involves Gat?
Oh, that's
I thought
it.
He was going to hell.
That's it. I'm not buying it anymore. Fuck it. I don't want to play anymore.
I knew that was going to happen.
Loud noises! That's all I'm seeing on the lines.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, when Joey, I just got really dizzy. When Joey talks really loud, I see all the mics like burst out.
That's
yeah.
usually when he talks in general.
Yeah.
Well, because ours don't have like the little buffer thing on.
No.
I'm getting really dizzy.
Well, I feel like I'm gonna die.
Boom. So
I
should all eat.
Yeah, we're at the 50-minute mark. Apparently, we have cookies and we can go eat.
Made a penis.
That's a weird looking penis.
I remember y'all talking about that.
It's actually like the castle to Aladdin.
Dude, okay, so at the gym, it's a minaret. For a picnic, where there's an announcement on the wall with a bounce house picture on
it. When is it?
Not this weekend, next weekend, the 11th.
What?
What day? What?
October 11th, Saturday.
Oh,
what's happening?
I don't know, like 6 ish.
It starts at 6?
Something.
No, you're right. It starts way earlier than that. Probably like 3. Noon. Probably ends at 6. Maybe 2. I don't know. Why are you asking me?
What does I have to work at 4 and I don't want to work at 4 if there's a bounce house?
There is a bounce house. Anyway, but the picture on the wall, like the corners of the bounce house totally look like penises.
Sweet.
Yes. Can we get that? Can we get that particular bounce house?
How much does it cost to rent a bounce house for the amount of time you guys rent?
I have no idea, but I can find out and we can have a bounce house stream.
Yes.
Who's having a bounce house and why?
It's part of our yearly thing they do at Cheer Tampa.
Oh,
They have a picnic. Like,
The gym.
They apparently have dick-shaped bounce houses.
No, they have bounce houses that have basketball hoops in them.
Yeah.
We always play extreme basketball.
And we dunk on the little kids.
Play extreme basketball. We get a little, like, a bouncy ball, whatever fits in the thing. And it's always, like, 2v2. And we have a hose in there, so it's so slippery, you can't barely stand up. And you're trying to fight each other to get to each other.
And you're just tackling each other. Just tackling, knocking people over. Yeah.
Fucking stuffing them.
Here's another trick you could do. Either fill it up partially with water so it's heavier, or fill it up with helium a little bit.
So it floats.
Oh, like the ball. That would be
like the purple ball in Destiny. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That's a good idea.
What?
He's thinking about the basketball. Like, fill it up with just a little bit of...
Yeah.
And the tower. There's a soccer ball and there's a purple ball.
What? Where?
You've never seen that?
Okay, over by the guy who does the bounties, look to the right on top of all those crates, and there's a purple ball. You hit it, and it's like anti-gravity. It goes very slowly, and it's like
huge.
And then
when you like touch it, it goes flying.
Yeah,
I kind of like the idea, though, of taking the basketball or whatever you use and filling it with helium instead, and then throwing that around.
It won't come down.
Oh, that's the best part. We're just jumping for the ceiling.
You're just floating across the ceiling like, it's not going through.
I'm actually very... I don't think that would float very much because it's so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a balloon's very light. But if you use like a... I
hate balloons.
I
hate them so much.
Do you hate bubbles
beach
too?
No, beach ball I just hate ball balloons.
Yeah, you're right. We should get a beach ball.
We should get glow bubbles.
These fuckers glow in the
bubbles.
Kitchen.
You can make them.
Joey's going to edit that to where it sounds perfectly fine.
You just
fine.
Crack open the glow sticks and pour it into the bubble solution. Mix. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you drink some of your
poop
will turn green.
Stir it in the middle.
You'll be able to find us bubbles. At ShadowCon because we will have glow bubbles.
Yeah.
yeah, that is a thing. It's just.
Now, are you guys going to ShadowCon?
We still need to buy tickets.
Okay. I still need to buy tickets.
Yeah.
I still need to buy draw.
we have those in the closet. We don't need to buy those.
Right next to
there's three marijuanas.
And a whole mafia.
Yeah.
Whole mafia?
Yeah, me and Ben got the VIP tickets because it was like $30 extra and it's all you can eat and drink in the like break room or whatever. So it's not like real food, but we figured we'll definitely save $30 in convention food. So.
Are you just shovel a bunch of
or we have a hotel room
shit your brains out towards the end of the night.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I don't eat McDonald's. Like, I eat the breakfast sandwich sometimes, but other than that, nothing. Maybe the occasional fry, but nothing.
Probably a good call.
Yeah,
I've gotten lazy as fuck right now. I eat so much fast food.
Yeah, when I was working full time, I did that because it was like right across the street, and it's like, well, might as well.
Well, it's right there, and I'm definitely not going to go home and make food, so. Because it's Joey.
Why
it's
Joey.
This one's awesome.
Joey would get home and be like, well, it's only 2 miles away and I'm not going to make food, so I'm going to go to McDonald's again.
Yeah, again. Pretty much. Yeah, story of my life.
Sad truth.
All right, well, it's been a good podcast. Episode 30.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought we all established we're pretty hungry and 55 minutes.
Wait, I'm on the verge of figuring out how much a bounce house costs.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Okay, we'll save this.
What do you want to do? Get a bounce house for your non-existent toddler?
No, we'll
no, for
chip
us.
In and we will do a stream.
Hold on, I got this.
$95.
Okay, Google.
Bounce house price Tampa.
I already have
it. You have $95, is that what you said?
Yeah.
$95?
What? Fuck yes.
What are we doing? Like
four people.
We're trying to go to Applebee's and we can have a bounce house.
It says all prices include delivery, setup, pickup, and tax.
For how much?
$95.
For how long?
It doesn't say that. That's what's weird. It might be per hour. But you can also buy one for $250.
Buy one?
Buy one?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a basketball hoop in it?
Probably not. There's no way it's only $250.
Need a basketball hoop.
Will they clean up the spilled alcohol?
Prices for 1 to 6 hours. Anything past 6 hours will automatically.
We don't need it for more than 6 hours.
No. So it's probably six for $95.
So what is it?
I don't know.
How much is it?
Fuck you, dude. Hold on.
You can get one on Google for $244, $179. This one says $40.
All right, guys, we're buying a bounce house.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to have weekly bounce house streams.
Yes. They have a kid bounce house to where like it only goes up to their armpits. And it's $50 at Walmart for kids.
Yeah. Nah, we're getting the adult one.
Can we each get one of the kid bounce houses to put inside the bounce house so we can all bounce house while we bounce house?
Yes. And then that'll be the new podcaster. We'll just we'll put the bounce house down here.
Except for the light bulbs.
We'll take out the light bulbs.
We'll get one without one.
Screw the light bulbs. We'll do it in the dark.
Oh my god.
That'd be
fun. With
that
glow
would be
sticks.
Ridiculous.
Be
all
right.
All you wouldn't even see anything on the stream. You would just hear like, somebody goes through the window.
My mom could fill out of the closet.
Oh no, the marijuana's got loose.
Can't run it around.
All right. Well, this has been a fantastic podcast. We're
very
hungry
quick
now.
One, in my opinion.
You think so? Yeah. We can keep going. I don't know.
Let's go get a bag of chips in a bounce house.
Smoking a pancake.
Smoking a pancake. No, I was saying instead of eating, we should just buy a bounce house.
Hey, I bet you between the five of us it'll only be like $60, $70, but
for what? To buy a bounce house?
No, I'm saying if we like went to Applebee's, so it's like $70 for Applebee's, $90 for bounce house.
Hey.
I know where my priorities are.
Or the Walmart one. We can all fit in that one.
To get really close.
Just hey, start filling up with water and splashing each other.
He's splashing me.
Sigh, stop splashing.
I wonder how hard it would be to do a stream from a GoPro.
Well, because it can directly stream to your phone, so I assume it has streaming capabilities.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
And then we can all wear GoPros in the bounce house.
Oh, while we play extreme basketball. Yes! Well,
I've noticed something weird with GoPros because those little, what do you call them, drones?
Yeah.
If you attach a GoPro to it, it has something called rolling something. To where
rolling balls.
Yeah. No. The camera, since it vibrates so little so fast that it can't focus at all and then it just starts freaking out. Hmm. So GoPros aren't that good for non dampened things.
Gotcha.
Well, I still think it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Well, one of us, we have one GoPro here.
Right? Yeah, we have a GoPro. We can try it. He's got a GoPro. So we can at least try it with two GoPros before we have to invest any extra dollars.
Yes. So but I think that would
be any extra dollars.
We could try it one time. We'll bring one to the Cheer Temple.
There you go.
And just test it. And if it works, then we buy however many more. And we do it while we stream. And you could fuck it. We could have a game being played. And we can have little counters. And it's like when Psy scores, it just done.
Yeah, with sirens and yeah, it'll be
sirens.
It'll be great.
So do they?
Then when Joey scores, it'd be like
am
spoiler
I
sirens.
Thank you.
I don't know.
It'll just say spoilers really loud.
Spoilers! Joey scored.
Damn,
no!
I don't want them,
no. All right, let's get going, guys. I'm hungry now.
I gotta pee.
It's time to make like a fetus and head out.
Make like a tree and get the fuck out.
Make like sheep and get the flock out of here.
Later.
Oh, that was good.
I don't have a good pun.
No puns. No puns.